I spent the entire day recording and mixing voiceover for woodwork videos.
Nice.
No,
Did
not nice.
you do a funny voice?
I did it as Kermit the Frog.
Oh, you should have got Pee Wee Herman to do the
I
voiceover.
did it as Pee-wee Herman, is what I meant to say. Pre-movie theater Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, the good Pee-wee. Yeah.
The good Pee-wee Herman.
Big top
Yeah.
Pee-wee.
You know who was in Pee-wee Herman that maybe you forget?
No.
Well, a number of people. There's a number of surprise people that you look back, you're like, wow, Lawrence Fishburne? But yeah, Phil Hartman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was in the original, I think he was in the original Pee-wee's Playhouse, maybe played the mailman. Mailman Mike, I'm gonna say. That's off the top. No, I think he is. I think off the top of my head. I don't remember. I don't think I ever saw the show.
Oh, I loved the show when I was a kid, but I don't
Yeah.
remember Phil Hartman. Yeah.
I'm going to Google Mailman Mike, and it doesn't sound like that's a thing. Okay.
Okay.
So there should be. How is there not a Mailman Mike?
I don't think you want to type in Pee-wee Herman's mailman into the internet either.
No, I'm
Yeah.
going to do Phil Hartman, Pee-wee's, and see what he was on. They
This
should
is
spit it
riveting.
out on the homepage. This is a long intro.
Yeah. To
But
nothing.
it's
An
to
intro to
nothing.
nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna end up. Oh wow! So the guy who did the music is a guy named Mark Mothersbaugh, who you probably know. I think he's from Oingo Boingo. No, Devo. Sorry, Devo. No, he does amazing movie scores now.
Okay.
Is this ever gonna end?
No.
I can't find out who he played. Who's mailman? Who's the mailman? You gotta vamp a little bit.
Pee-wee's Playhouse. That's what the show is called.
Yeah. No, that part we figured everyone knows that one.
Make sure you put in Playhouse.
How is there no okay, Cowboy Curtis is Lawrence Fishburne and Captain Carl was Phil Hartman.
Captain Carl. Okay.
Yeah. There's no mailman Mike. I don't know
Great.
where that
Solved
came
it.
from.
Solved it.
Okay. Do you wish we hadn't done a show this week?
Yeah. Is it over?
For us. Hello and welcome to episode 578 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is.
Adam in Vancouver.
Is does it matter where we are? Because I don't know about you, Adam. I don't think I left the house this week.
No, I did. I don't go places.
Yeah, that's my issue. It's like,
I'm not a strong swimmer. That's what I felt like I was saying when I
hey,
said
you. I know you. Okay, you're not mad at
that.
him. Google that. We can't don't go down that rabbit hole though. No, I actually did. I went to my daughter's school this week and I shot a tour. They're doing like a tour of the school to show
Okay.
potential like future students. Like, oh, hey, here's our school. And so I went and shot that. So I did leave the house for one day. That
Well,
doesn't sound
that's
like the
good.
rock star
Yeah.
life that
Yeah.
you're all hoping
Yeah.
for.
You're really like making us aspire to something with that story.
No.
No,
This is
no.
not like, oh man, you know Tommy Lee? Like, no, I do not. I did. I did. But I went it was fun to go and shoot. I didn't really want to go and shoot the video for my daughter. Like she volunteered me to the teacher, right?
Okay,
It's
yeah.
like a it's like
My dad will do it.
well, I'll ask my dad, is what she said. And my dad's
My
a first of all, she's like, my dad's a photographer, so I'll ask him. And I was like, well, that isn't really what how to sell it, though. It's more
Right.
so the video part that you want to sell. The fact that I went to film school before I did any of that. But okay. And so then I get a note from the teacher. She's like, well, they were just gonna film it with like the video camera at school, but you know, if I want to do it, great. And I was like, okay, well, I do want to be a hero to my kid. Like, I want her to be bragging to all the other kids about me.
Sure.
I don't know why, actually, but it feeds my ego, so let's do that. But it was tough, so because there's five girls, all age 10, and they want to split it up evenly amongst all five of them, like all the talking, and that does not work, by the way. It just takes forever to do.
Okay.
So anyway, left the house. The whole story was I left the house.
Okay. I plan on leaving the house soon. It's the weekend now, so I'm going to go places. Hey,
hold on. I want to hear all about that right after this message from Patreon. And not Patreon, our Patreon. If you want to help us out, click on our website, twohosers.com, find the Patreon link, and pledge a couple of bucks a month. Helps us keep... I got another notice today about another web domain I had to upgrade.
A web domain you had
to upgrade? Or not upgrade. A web domain name I had to renew. Sorry.
Oh, okay. What was it?
AdamIsABigLoser.ca.
Oh, I thought that one was due.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. It's only like $3 a year, though.
So, might as well hold on to it. Yeah, hold on to that one.
Yeah, I'm going to try to sell that one.
I think so.
So we need a Canadian Adam who's kind of a bigger loser than you.
Unlikely.
The Canadian part makes it tough. That qualification. I can't think of any Adams right now. Adam Ant. All right, move on. Come on. All right, getting back to it. What is going on? You're planning on leaving the house this weekend. What are you doing in Vancouver? Because it's the end of January. It is kind of blah in Vancouver.
Yeah, I think actually have a free day today. Jack and I are going to go to the cage, the batting cage we haven't done for a while. It's been a couple months, filled all our time with hockey. So we're going to get out to the cage and loosen up the arm and hit some balls, throw some balls, you know, that sort of thing. Just get out of the house. We'll see. I haven't used it.
No, how's your arm generally? Not this year. I mean, just in general.
Oh, it's terrible. My shoulder's a mess.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's not good. But it's usually after I have a few months off of not throwing, it's good for a few months. And then all I need to do is get a little ambitious one or two times, make a throw from right field, and it game over. So I have to remind myself that it is not that kind of arm. It does not make a throw from the outfield to home plate.
And it's your shoulders the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my shoulder. It's been it's long been a problem, yeah.
So you do not compensate by switching to more elbow and forearm?
I do, which is great for short distance throwing.
Yeah. No, it is. And then you end up having to get like your fourth Tommy John surgery. And they stop doing them after a while.
Yeah. Yeah. My whole thing is just don't throw hard. That's my thing. If I do that, I can last months of playing kind of catch and stuff. It's just don't try to be a hero. That's my thing.
Can you throw BP to your son though?
Yeah.
Sorry, BP is batting practice for those at home.
Yeah, I can for about 3 months, and then it's over.
Okay. Do you at least move in and throw it from like 40 feet?
Yes.
Okay. Then now we're talking. Now you're gonna want to go a lot more wrist and just pop that ball in there from like 40 feet. It's better for him too. First of all, you're going to throw way more strikes just because you're closer. And second of all, he's going to have fast, fast, fast hands. And your arm is not going to fall off and hit him.
That's how I always do it. Yes. Yeah. But again, once the season gets going and they're in full swing, then I get them to work with people that are much better than me. I'm the warm-up guy. I'm the guy who gets them out of the gate.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I kept AdamIsALoser.ca.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find some pictures of you throwing terrible batting practice on there.
That's right.
So is the batting cage, like how warm is it there? Because that's an outdoor cage technically, right?
Yeah, it's whatever the temperature is outside.
Right. So is it warm enough or is it going
to hurt? Yeah, I think it's like 7-8 degrees it's supposed to be today. So it's not bad. It's completely fine to be out there.
It's fun until you get jammed, and then all of a sudden you wish you hadn't.
Yes. Yeah, and that's also why it's good to hit off tees and hit the soft toss, and we're not going to be... Yeah, we'll probably even use some soft softy balls so that we don't break bats or break hands.
All right, my son, I just ordered the face shield for him. Not the shield, but just like the one, like the jaw protector.
Yeah.
And I managed to find it in the States and then have it shipped to Germany. It was actually not too expensive. I mean, it was more expensive. It basically doubled the price when you go to from what it costs at the store in America to Canadian dollars and import fees and all that stuff. It's like double, but reasonable considering where I live, right?
Sure.
But here's the rub. They said, yep, it fits all these Rawlings helmets, but it does not. it does not fit my son's helmet.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, I own a drill, and so I managed to drill some holes in the helmet, and now it does fit, but they were lying. But now he's excited. He's excited because now I can just throw it inside on him, and no problem.
Sure.
He's gonna be fine. So he's excited. He's wearing his helmet around the house. So
nice.
Yeah. He wants to wear it for our next Nerf fight, which will be probably like literally be 5 minutes after we wrap this episode.
Okay.
Yeah. So although I'm not gonna bother posting a shirtless photo of myself, but if I did, you would see a lot of bruises all over.
Really, it's leaving that kind of marks on you.
Yeah, little ones. Like they're not huge, but they are all over. Because when you get hit, because we have that rule. I think I told you last week. We have a rule that you can only wear shorts and goggles. That's it.
Okay.
And that way, it hurts. Like it really doesn't feel good when you get hit.
Right. And you really want to feel that sting?
I don't. But I like it when he does, because when you get hit in the lip, I think I mentioned it last week, the lip and the earlobe, really painful.
Okay.
And so I've been pinning him in the face, and he doesn't cry. So it hurts him a lot. Now he's 8, so I'm trying to toughen the kid up, right?
You know? Right, all right. That sounds like a good plan.
Wasn't going to name him Sue. That's a weird one. But anyways, so there you go. All right. Okay. So good, Cage. I'm excited. You're gonna go shoot some photos there, or just go.
No, just go ahead. Just go. Like I say, loosen up some of the arm and some of the muscles that haven't been used for that kind of activity for a while.
Yeah. I do always love that first day because I just go out full of whiz and vinegar, and then the next day I'm like walking down the stairs. I'm like, oh no, I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah. I'm anticipating some of that, especially because, I haven't done a ton of activity in the last week. So that's always good when you kind of have a lazy week and then you try to go do something that you haven't done for like 4 months. And it's like, yep, not a good combination.
You're smarter. You should be smarter than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see it coming, but that's still not going to stop me from doing it. That's the only thing.
You know what? On some level, I appreciate that a lot, actually. I just... Go ahead. Rage against the dying of the light, Adam.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know. Is it Dylan Thomas? Who wrote that one?
Al Average.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that. All right. Reminder, monthly challenge. We're doing that next week. Monthly challenge for January is white. Or if you're listening in France, blanc.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're listening in Germany, what is white in German, Adam?
I don't know.
Rookie of the Year shortstop for the Oakland A's, Walt. No?
No.
Okay, the Oakland A's won like the Rookie of the Year like 3 years running. One of them was Walt Weiss. Yeah, well, it's back in the 80s.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was like, I don't remember.
McGuire, Canseco, Walt Weiss.
Oh, there you go.
So Weiss.
Is what White is.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's the challenge for January. Put that on Instagram, hashtag that. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers, and we will check that out next week.
Have you done
your photo? All right, Adam. Huh?
Have you done your photo yet? Your white
photo?
For
the white one?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I 100% haven't. I have not done it. So
yeah. No, I 100% haven't either, but I might have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure how numbers work, actually.
How's the woodworking channel? What's the update? Well,
that's what we're getting up to. Did you shoot anything interesting? You did not.
No. Gosh, no.
I just shot video for the channel. That's all I did. And so okay. I'm just getting caught up editing. I finished the bench that we talked about. Absolutely thrilled. Thrilled with the oak top. Like I made an oak top. I think we talked about it.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to see that on upcoming videos. I'm looking forward to making more things out of oak now. But you can see there's a photo there of the bench. I think I posted a almost done photo last week, but here it is completely finished. Not the wall, though. But the bench itself is done.
I see it. Looks nice. Go. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
Yeah. The solid oak top is really the key for this one here. I can't tell. I just go down and look at it. Yeah, I'm not even kidding you. Don't sit on it. Don't no one touch it. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. So it's going to be hard to put muddy boots in those drawers.
Okay.
No, it's not. I told my kids, go ahead. I can always make more drawers. Let her
rip. Do they have the dampeners on them, the drawers? They have the soft clothes? Nice.
Yeah. 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 I go for I like the undermount because you can't see them, obviously. And, and they have, yeah, there are the soft close drawers. Can't say enough about those.
Sweet. No, it looks good.
You have them in your house, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're in all our drawers now.
It's night and day. Totally worth the money. So, yeah, there's that. But now I've been shooting a ton of video, and oh, man, I had an incident. I had an incident where I told you I went to shoot my daughter's project at school. So I swear I double checked that I got all my files off of the microphone recorder that I use. I swear to you I did. Now, I'm guessing you can see where this is going. I'm foreshadowing here.
Yeah.
So in order to keep projects separate and make it simple, I formatted the card and then recorded her project, went to edit, and realized I was missing two separate audio files.
Oh,
one of them I can re-record, which I will do, which is fine. I'm not thrilled about it, but I will do it. The other one, can't do it. It's already taken place, and so it's just gonna be bad. I have the scratch track on the camera, which is just terrible. But you can at least make out what I'm saying. So one clip will be terrible. So that was upsetting. I try not to do that. Try to get good audio.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That'll happen. But
just thinking of cards, like I was just as you're talking, and I was kind of distancing myself from the conversation.
Right.
Going to my own little world, as my wife would put it. I was looking at memory cards on my desk, and I don't know that I ever mentioned that I bought a couple of new memory cards when I got the new camera. So. Yeah.
They're free now, aren't they? Do you have to buy them, or they just give them to you?
Well, these are the upgraded class, whatever, 2 ones, that the new cameras do these fancier cards, which have faster write speeds and faster everything. But so these are pro grade. I kind of did a bit of research when I bought them. Pro grade, 64 gigabytes. I have 2 of them. 250 megabyte per second cards, and they were a good bang for your buck, and in the new camera work amazing. So just
is
anyone
it SD in the R6?
Yeah, there's dual SDs.
Okay. Yeah.
So do this so class whatever. What's the new class 2 UHS-2? I don't know. They've made a new format for SD cards. And these cards are a little bit more robust. When I put them next to like the old SanDisk cards, they're definitely more robust. I would say, I don't know, a little bit thicker. Maybe I'm imagining that. Maybe not. I don't know. They're definitely.
I can't imagine they'd be thicker.
Yeah, because they wouldn't go in the slot. And if it is, it's slight. But they're definitely more robust when I've got one of each in my hands right now, and there's definitely a durability change in the newer cards.
Like a slightly better plastic.
Maybe. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It feels constructed differently, but I could be imagining that. But I'm holding one of each, looking at them. I've always thought that since I got them. I'm like, something different about them. Maybe they're made out of titanium plastic.
Titanium.
Plastic. Titanium plastic. It's a new kind of plastic. These new cards, I don't know, because the camera's faster. So, of course, they say you need faster cards to keep up with the camera. And I guess if you're shooting a zillion, because you can do the, like, I think I have it in 12 frames per second, but they have a digital version, I think, on that camera where you can do like 20 frames per second or something. So I guess if you're trying to shoot that many frames a second, you might really, really need the fastest card to keep up so that you weren't stuck at buffering. At 12 frames per second, these cards zero lag. Like, I can fire them all off, no time for buffering required.
So no excuses anymore. You have to be good.
Yeah, and what I realize is I never shoot the 12 frames per second, because then that's way more photos that I have to look at. So I shoot about five, and that's good enough for me.
And so 64 gig, I'm going to go ahead and say those were $35 a card.
I think for these ones, it was more and again, these were still like budget ones in terms of what's out there. I think because of the fact that they're in the new class of card, were more than that. I'm going to say 50 or $60 a pop. So still not crazy. Some of these cards, though, if you're going to buy a 128 gig card of a SanDisk with the new class, some of them are like $200. Like, so the price goes way up and you're like, what? That's an SD card. But the latest and greatest of those SD cards are so much more expensive.
Yeah. Still good, though.
Wrap your head around that. I'm not sure
it's
why.
It's hard to basically put that together. I mean, I always think back, you know, to the hard drives I bought, or the hard drive I used at film school in 1998, like the massive Seagate SCSI drive. SCSI, was it SCSI? Or was it?
Sure.
I don't even remember now. But like, it was a super fancy drive, external drive. Was 9 gigabytes, and it was $1,800.
Crazy. Yeah,
9 gig. Yeah, that's gonna hold. I forget what that held. That held about 45 minutes of video. Yay! Like that's not much. So there you go. All right.
Okay.
That's it. So that's all I shot this week, was video on woodworking stuff. So I'll get caught up, because all the videos that are up now, I think I have 5 videos that are published. That's all the ones I have completed. I have a whole bunch more in the pipeline, and like 2 will come out. Well, 2 will be done tonight. Just finished the voiceover for all of them. So I'm mixing those. So there's more to come. Hopefully some by next week, and we'll keep this drive alive.
Great.
All right. And that's Holzfäller Woodworking, by the way. Follow me on Instagram. All that good news. I'll spend some time next week actually trying to grow the channel. It turns out you can't just publish a video and sit back and hammer checks. There's work involved, Adam.
Okay, do the work.
No, I have not had time. I've been busy building. That's the key. It's like, it's the whole balance that you got to figure out. So.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. All right. Challenge for this week was details. Now, the reason I did this is I actually have no idea why I picked details.
Perfect.
Yeah. So let's have a look at yours. Okay, this is actually a really good photo. What is the detail here?
The detail is the nose and the snout. Like, you never see that kind of detail on a dog's nose.
I don't want to get into it.
You probably didn't even know that that kind of detail exists on a dog's nose.
Once again, I do, but the average person would not. No, I have no idea. You're right. I don't spend that much time looking at dogs' noses. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, no, this was a shoehorn. I did not take this photo with the intent that this was going to be the challenge photo. I just was decided that I was going to take a fun photo of the dog, and I was like, I'm going to do a photo shoot, like a legit setup, the black background, and I'm going to photograph Sunny on the black background and see how well I can get this dog to cooperate. And I had a handful of cheese, which I was offering her as a treat for sitting in the right place and looking at me. And then I took some just regular kind of sitting on the black background, because it's like a big seamless black sheet that I put on the background stand and just had her sit on it. And and those photos were fine. And so I had two flashes, just bare flashes, snooted in behind her, and then I had the big softbox providing the key light kind of in her front. So it was a three light setup, and I just took those with a 50 mil lens, and they were fine. It just looked like she was just sitting, just kind of looking at it, like what you would expect from that setup. And then I said, I think I'm going to try, she was very cooperative, so I thought, I'm going to try something different, and I'm going to go to the wide angle lens, so the 17 to 40 lens. And mm-hmm. I thought, I'm going to do something, you know, like a very distorted, warped, wide angle close up, which I'd seen other people do dog photos that way. And they looked really cool just in terms of how they elongate the dog's face. And so I think this is at 19 mils, and it was actually not intended to be even this close. Like, I have it really close to her, but then she kind of likes the camera. So she poked her nose up, trying to basically get her nose kind of to touch the lens of the camera, and that's uh-huh. where this photo was snapped. And at 7, I think the aperture is a f7 or something, so at around f7.1 this still stayed in focus, fortunately, and I just loved it. I'm like, oh, that's the one, because I mean, her whole body is in this shot. The paws don't even really look like paws, because no. It almost looks like her neck or something coming out, but that's all of her body in the shot, just how skewed the perspective is because of the 19 mils about 6 inches from her face. But I was amazed that the camera actually would focus at this distance.
Yeah, I mean, that is very, very cool. This is where she does look like an Ewok a lot.
Yeah, she totally does. Yeah.
Yeah. No, very, very cool. Why 19 or not 17?
Because when you're operating with a handful of cheese in one hand and a lot of variables, you just get what you get. Yeah, there was nothing exact about any of this. I set up the lights. She ends up being not even near where the key light was. Like, so yeah, you just, that's what I'm realizing with dog photography is, especially with puppies, you just get what you get. Wherever they wind up, that's where you're taking the photo. So you can set up a general lighting scheme and then cross your fingers and hope for the best.
That's the same with mothers-in-law though too. They just kind of they do whatever.
Yeah, it's the same. It's a tie. I think it's a tie with mother. Yeah,
like as patient, like cheese, just smudge. It's a thing, and we'll just wander off. Is your dog bragging to other dogs about her profile pictures?
I think so. I think she no, she's not. But
around the dog
really
park, she must be like, yeah, come on.
This is my favorite photo so far I've taken of her. It's sort of a cartoonish photo that I thought, like, you know, if she becomes a dog comedian and, you know, she's playing one of those improv theaters, this would be her photo on the wall. Yeah.
Well, in black and white, but yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is I also put a version in black and white. I didn't put it in the Dropbox, but because of that, I'm like, yeah, I definitely think this is your dog comedian profile photo.
Oh yeah, she has a lot of cheese related humor. Yeah, she likes to say fromage because she's fancy, but
that's,
you know,
right.
The idea, you get the idea. It reminded me because my daughter had a bit of a turning point this week with photos, because so it turns out, like, she's 10, and so of course every single kid in her class but her has a cell phone, right?
Sure.
And so that's obviously what she wants. And she won't be getting one, but I know all her friends, they all talk via the texting.
Sure.
Look, I don't want to get too technical with you, Adam, but
Yeah. Text messaging. Yeah.
Yeah. Text messaging. That's right. And so anyway, so I was like, okay, well, I am torn because I don't want her to do this, but I also, I don't want her to be left out of everything, like, because that's how they make plans, et cetera, et cetera. So I set up, Signal. Set up Signal on an old iPod.
Oh, that's, I remember that's what we did initially, was we just, iPod with, was Jack and Sarah's texting, her, their first texting experience was just on the iPods. Yeah.
Which, it would have just been iMessage, except for none of her friends have an iPhone. They all have some cheap knockoff. So they, it's like, all right, well, we can do Signal. We can set you up for a Signal account. And then we did that. And so she, it's kind of as a test run, right? Just to see if she can handle it. Which she cannot, by the way. It's too much. You hand your kid a deck of playing cards and go, oh, here's everything there is in the world. Here it is. Okay, well, you're 10 now, so deal with everything always. And so anyways, so she, whatever, we give her that. And so, but she wants one of a photo of for her profile photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have one that took her like 2 weeks ago or whatever it was in front of the white background. So she wanted to use that. So now all her friends are seeing it and they are all like blown away. Like, oh my God, like your dad can do that. And like, so now all of a sudden she has a full appreciation for what you and I can do. Right.
Sure.
Whereas before it was just like,
photos. Yeah.
It was like enough, no more photos, Dad, no more photos. But now it's like, hey, Dad, so a bit of a turning point now. Now, no appreciation, more so she just wants things. But we'll see. I'm sure all her friends will want profile pictures next time they're over. That's how it's going to go.
Sure. Profile party.
Yeah. Profile party. Yeah. That sounds like a terrible party.
Also known as a PP party.
PP party? Yeah, that's a better party, but all right. That got weird. All right, let's have a look at mine. I did an actual detail shot.
Okay. You didn't shoehorn this in like I did?
Well, the pixels are still wet on this one. Okay. So I literally took it while I was recording this episode. So
okay.
Yeah, no, I'd imagined... Originally, I was going to shoot the grain of the oak because I was so enthralled with it, but I couldn't figure out how to make a good photo. Unlike this one, which is sort of hanging in the Guggenheim.
What I can't say about this one is it's very symmetrical.
Almost. It's the not shadow, quite.
And little.
This is the only reason I included it is because it is a great example of how you had better get the details 1,000% right. Because if you look carefully, like everything is symmetrical. I tried to light it, but here's the thing is you can look on the wide shot. It's a shot different days actually from the bench shot. But this is the wide shot of this is the close-up of the bench. That's the drawer pull that I got. And then, so what I wanted to do was show the drawer pull and the front edge of the oak top, right? And so, but I wanted to light it in a cool fashion. So I wanted the shadow to be perfectly symmetrical, like go right down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I hold the flash above, when I put the flash above, that means I can't put the camera lens directly in the way because the light stand is there. So I have to go over like a couple of millimeters just to get away from it. And that distance messes up the symmetry.
Hmm.
Because I assure you, the bench top is level. I went to great pains to make it level and straight and true and everything else you can think of. But if you look at the left side, it looks like it bows up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It does not. In reality, it does not. Scientists will come over here and calibrate their instruments based on how straight it is.
Okay.
But if you miss that angle just a little bit, when you're lying on the cold basement floor trying to take this photo, you're going to get that sort of distortion. So don't do it.
Okay. Yeah. But it's not worth it anyways, because this photo's a throwaway.
Oh boy. I got it printed on metal for your bathroom.
Metal this could on be my, metal. You know I what? Mean, put a couple of eyes on the front of this, and this is my profile photo.
Yeah.
Benchman. Bench boy. I feel like if you put eyes, like, so you got like kind of sort of some sort of beak like mouth for the drawer pull, couple of eyes just below that shadow, and it's almost like that eagle guy from the Muppets, you know, that big that big eagle. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well,
details.
It's all details, the details. Yeah, the details were don't take details. Don't do it. So there you go. All right. Topic this week. I had nothing until seconds before the show, and then I read something, Adam.
Okay. Wow. On the internet, I bet.
Yeah, it's on the internet. It was on adamreallysucks.ca.
Okay.
Or no. Adam's a total loser. I forget. I have so many different domain names that I took out way back in 2011. Just in anticipation. I figured I would just squat on them.
You knew I was going to blow up. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I knew you're in the future that you're going to suck and be a loser. So I was like, oh, right. Well, obviously you want to jump on that.
Right.
No, I was reading about just quick. Because do you even read the websites about photos, Adam?
Occasionally. Sometimes I do. Yeah. But it's infrequent. I used to do it more. Now, sometimes it's clickbait on Instagram. It's like, oh, read about the top 7 cameras of 2022. And then I'm a sucker for that stuff.
You know what would be like that article would be amazing if it was published in 2010. Like imagine how mind blowing that would be.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, just a little bit of a quick tangent. Like I was trying to explain to my kids, because my kids and your kids probably barely, maybe, but not really. My kids never lived in an iPhone-less world.
That's about right. My kids wouldn't remember anything pre-iPhone.
No, your kids might have been born your daughter probably a year before the first iPhone. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe around then.
I don't remember when it came out, but I'm definitely, as long as they could walk and talk, iPhones have been around. Yeah.
So if you think about that, because we can do, you know, before iPhone, after iPhone, that kind of stuff, and just how amazing it is. Imagine how amazing some of these cameras would be in 2010. You're like, oh yeah, here's where it's going. You're like, wow, like that is unbelievable. With that in mind, I mean, just the idea of, oh, by the way, you're going to do DSLR video. Like that was mind blowing at the time for me. And I still love it. But so I read one of these, when I say read, I mean, I read the headline and then skimmed a few of the paragraphs because they go on for quite some time. And as I, you know, as do we, but, it was about rumors about the upcoming Canon mirrorless cameras.
Okay.
So I want to get your take on it now that your R6 is an obsolete piece of junk.
Okay, let me know.
Like,
tell me.
Like, well, no, but once he's come out, like, you got to throw your ears in the garbage.
Okay.
Probably keep the memory cards. They'll probably be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll upgrade that, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, you'll be class 3 and then be like, oh, yeah, you're so class 2.
Yeah.
So there's that. So there's a bunch more mirrorless cameras rumored, which seems right. I mean, they're not just going to, you know, have the R5, R6 and then shut her down, Earl. You know, they're going to keep going. But what comes next? Now, they're talking about a potential APS-C entry.
Oh, makes sense.
Like an actual, well, yeah. I mean, an actual entry-level mirrorless camera, possibly to replace the 7D series, Mark II, whatever they're on. But that, did you have a 7D?
No, I never had one. Yeah, I've heard they're good though for that sports photography where, you know, you want to shoot everything with higher frames per second than like the 6D would do, and then you also have that crop factor. So if you're shooting baseball or football or something on a field where you don't mind the crop anyways, you get good photos with that 7D.
Yeah. It's just a fantastic camera. Very cool. You know, handle good video and all that stuff. Never had one either, but I'm not anti crop sensor.
No, I think there's potentially lots of good use for it.
So I could imagine them doing that, and that would probably drop the price significantly for like I guess the idea is like they want to get as many people to get into the entry level cameras as they can, because then they're going to move RF lenses, right?
Sure. Yeah, and that makes perfect sense.
That would make sense. So I'm not sure what kind of price we're talking. I didn't read full on into that. I don't know if they knew about that, about those. But so they were talking about that and a couple of other cameras that were full frame, quote unquote full frame. Because that who knows what that even means anymore. We get to just call it what we want. But they were talking about, oh boy, will they have quad pixel autofocus?
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. I was hoping you did. Because you have the crappy old dual pixel autofocus.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's like solo pixel autofocus, but double.
But more pixels. It's but better because there's
it
more.
Uses more. It uses the dual, which was a 1970s movie by Steven Spielberg. So I think that's what they're talking about when he's in the truck. The guy's in the truck, Dennis Weaver.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Jaws in a truck. That's what the movie is. If you've seen Jaws, you've seen Duel too. But sorry, Steven, but it's the same movie.
I don't know what any of the nomenclature is, but
yeah.
I do say that the magic of the autofocus in the R6, that's the one I have, is insane. Like, it is insane how good it is. The eye focus tracking is the coolest thing ever. And if you are a photographer who likes to shoot people or animals, like, your mind will be blown by this, and it will completely change how you photograph people, because it's just locked on to the eye. You move around, it stays locked there. It is so awesome. And you don't get those blurry shots. So
until you get quad pixel autofocus and all yours look like I'm looking at it through like a dirty lens.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, what is missing from your camera? Like, I know they have to keep churning new stuff out, and that's just that's where we're at. And, and you're not going to be like, all right, this is a piece of junk, I better upgrade now. You know, like you people tend to at least you and I, and most people I know, tend to leapfrog anyways. Like, you wait three or four cameras before you upgrade.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but looking at your camera, because for me, like I'm honestly, I will pick one of these mirrorless cameras up probably this year. I could imagine it happening this year. What is missing from your camera?
I honestly can't think of anything. The only thing that I could see a photographer saying is that if they really need that top, whatever you call it, the LCD that sits on top of the camera, which is not, like, I've never missed it since I've had this camera. Never once have I thought, oh man, I really need that. Like, it made zero difference to me. Like, honestly forgot that that was even a thing until I grabbed the 6D, and I'm like, oh yeah, there is that thing on top. Which now the funny thing is I don't use it on the 6D either, because I just got accustomed to not using it. So if you are someone who thinks you 100% need that top LCD, then I guess you, because the R5 has it, correct?
Right.
Guess you go with the R5. And if you want the monstrous file sizes, which I could see some photographers wanting the, you know, 40 meg images with all of the pixels that come along with that, then yeah, sure. And if you were trying to milk the absolute most out of the new RF lenses, then having the R5, I could see being a worthwhile upgrade if you've got the bank for it. But right. There is nothing for me, because again, that top LCD doesn't mean anything, and I don't want the 40 megabyte images. So for me, that's actually something that I could care less about. 20 is more than enough.
Right.
So yeah, nothing that I could see. In every other way, the camera is perfect for me. I know they've said that if you shoot long duration video, that people have experienced some overheating issues. Not a thing for me. I'm not taking 45 minutes of video at a time. So
of 8K video.
Yeah, so none of that is never going to come up. In fact, I hardly ever use video, period, on my camera. So, nothing that I could say. The only thing will be when I upgrade eventually. There's got to be something that changes in my photography for me to need a new camera. Because the biggest difference in all of the years I've been shooting photography that I could say made for the worthwhile upgrade between the 60 and this is just the autofocus. Just the frames per second don't hurt for sport, that's for sure. And the amazing autofocus innovation, it says, but I can't imagine the autofocus getting much better than this. Like, it's just, it's crazy.
When it goes quad, it'll be twice as good. Exponentially.
I guess so. Or maybe if the autofocus system starts like to fail at some point, like, I don't know, all the wizardry going on, that would be the reason to buy a new camera. But if the autofocus system works like this forever, I do not need another camera.
What if the quad AF will fix your shoulder?
That would be nice. Yeah.
That would be good. Yeah. So I can't imagine in terms of, especially the entry level. So for me, anything to get me into this, into the mirrorless, is I'm looking at the entry level stuff, ironically, because the technology is so good that the entry level is going to be fantastic. I can't imagine they're going to hobble anything. I can't imagine they're going to add the LED screen to the, you know, the entry level stuff. But the reason that I for me, what I want out of it, my main consideration are two things: size of the unit and price. Now, because of what I want to do with mine, and that is take it everywhere and beat the absolute crap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the other thing too is I want to be able to switch from video to photo mode very quickly, which you can't really do with the Mark III that I'm still shooting with, the ancient Mark III. It's just, you can't do it. And so mirrorless is amazing for that. You can use the eyepiece, you know, you don't have to have an attached, you know, viewfinder on the back, et cetera, et cetera. But I also want to be able to take it in my shop and, you know, get sawdust in it and take it to the beach and beat the absolute crap out of it, which means, like, you don't do that with your camera.
No, I you know what, I'm taking it most places, but the beach, I might draw the line at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, so will the beachgoers, actually, turns out. that's not what I'm thinking of, I want to be able to take it wherever I need it to go and not worry about it. And there is, I'm trying to get over it, but there is that emotional aspect of dropping that kind of money on a camera where it's like, oh geez, like even with my Mark III, I was like, do I really want to shoot with it in the shop? Like when I first started thinking of the channel, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll buy like a used 7D or just something I can beat up. And then thought, well, what is it? Is my camera going in the Smithsonian? Like, do I have to preserve this? Because otherwise, you know, like, no, use it. Don't abuse it, but use it. Now, but I'm not going to go and spend, I forget what you spent on yours.
I don't remember either. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a few thousand dollars, right? Like, yeah, $3,000 or something.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I don't remember what the stereo... It was at a point where it was a Canon sale, which gave you like $300 off, but it was a few thousand dollars, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, totally worth the money and whatever, and you know, like, you know, you're a massage therapist, so you make money. You got to spend it somewhere. So it's not about that, but just, you know, I know you're the same as me. You can't just drop that money and then week one, you're like, let's see if it floats, you know? So, but if they have an entry level camera that is quite reasonably priced, now I can see myself getting one to take everywhere, like to, you know, take in the shop specifically, even though I have a solid dust collection set up now, there's still dust and it's still going to get in the camera and eventually ruin it. But for me, it'd be worth it if it's over time. So those are the things I'm looking for. So hopefully that's going to pan out in the next couple months.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the rumors. Very, very vague rumors that I didn't barely get into.
Nice. Those are the best kind of rumors. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So Canon, get on it. Pump out a consumer wallet-friendly, perfect camera that Al can buy.
Doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be good.
Okay, close to perfect.
Yeah, no, I don't have to. I'm not expecting too much, I don't think. So there's that. No, but they do. They want to trick me into upgrading all my lenses. So make it worth my while, guys.
Yeah, I kind of that's the next thing that I gotta, you know, not that I have to, but I would like to this year get a new lens. Like I love the 24-105 RF lens that I bought to go with it, and it's making the other lenses jealous. And so I'd like to add another RF lens to the collection. And I think if I was really going to do it, I'd probably go for the 70-200. Like that's the lens that I would most like to have an RF version. Also happens to be the most expensive one. So we'll see. I'll see. I got to do my research and sort of look at it and see, you know, I don't know too all of the third party lenses that have come out for the RF system and whether or not it'd be worthwhile to go that direction. So I've done zero research, but if there was one lens, just because of how much I love shooting that lens for sport, I would love that. And if I was gonna just choose one lens to upgrade that it would make the most difference on this camera, probably be the 70-200.
All right. Well, you know what? That's like three extra massages a week, buddy.
If you keep saying I'm a massage therapist, people are going to believe I'm a massage therapist. That's how it works.
And,
you're like,
and
you're
like Trump. Lens.
You're basically just weaving it into their psyche. Yeah.
Yes, that's not. I'm just like Trump. I get that all the time. Hey, you're just like Trump. Boy, man, I'm going to go have dinner, and that's what my kids will say. Remind me of Trump. Yeah. Great. Wonderful. All right. Okay, yeah. Well, there's the rumors. All right, challenge for next week is our monthly challenge, and that is white. So go ahead, put that on Instagram, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers, and do that, and tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll be sure to do that. Also, tag it, Sonny the Woodle. She's not going to complain.
Sure. Sonny the Woodle. So she's taking over the internet.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Do you want her to pump up your channel?
Yeah, I'm hoping that she's going to influence people to watch my woodwork stuff. I'll have to make her something.
Send her a tiny doggy t-shirt.
We will do that. Holtz Feather Woodworking t-shirt. Which those are coming eventually once I get my head up for some air here. So websites, Adam, well, obviously follow Sonny the Woodle on Instagram for one.
Yeah, do that. And Adam Two Hosers kind of never posts, so you can check that if you want to see nothing.
If you want to see some stuff from the old camera, then go
ahead. Yeah.
But with that, follow Holtz Feather Woodworking on Instagram and holtzfeatherwoodworking.com. That'll take you to the YouTube channel. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.